You're on.
At this time, I will call the meeting, a regular meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order on October 6th at 12:09 PM. And I would ask John to open us in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunity to do the work of that of the trustees for the township. We ask that you be with our meeting as we conduct our business open and honestly. We thank you for this day and amen.
Jan, will you lead us in a pledge?
Yes, sir, I will. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We need a roll call.
Yep. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Looks like we have a special presentation this morning, and I am trying to get used to these new glasses. It's killing me. We have a special presentation by 7-Eleven Speedway Station at
599 Frank Road.
Is those gentlemen here?
They are here and they're ready to
get
all right.
See you like that. The boards. How y'all doing this evening?
Well,
interesting.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Hopefully, let's get this going the right way.
Yes.
Start that there.
Okay.
All right. My name is Rob Sweet. I'm with McBride Dow Clarion. Address 5721 Dragon Way, Suite 300, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45227. Here today on behalf of Compton Addy and Speedway, I got Mark Wilhoit.
Wilhoit,
yes. I always like to call say something different, but you know, it is what it is. He's with Compton Addy outside of Cincinnati, Ohio. They are the developers, and we are here on behalf of Speedway 7-Eleven. Looking to redevelop or develop the property at 599 Frank Road. This is the property, the old Inland Products property that was split with ODOT. So this property has been vacant for some time. Old Inland Products building set right about here. As you all know, you probably know this better than I do. ODOT came through a couple years ago and they redid this interchange, right?
Mm-hmm.
Relocated Jackson Pike,
yep.
And basically split this property in half,
yep.
Or some portion of it. So we've got 5 acres here and the remnants sitting over on the other side next to the old Tangy. Thank you. And so Speedway 7-Eleven, we've been working on this project for some time. Originally, Speedway, before they got bought out, was looking at it. We looked at it and found some not so nice things about it and walked away from it. 7-Eleven, on the other hand, said we can make a lot of money here, and they really like this project. They really think it's a great fit for it. So let's kind of walk you through what we're really looking to do. Site's currently zoned GI, General Industrial District, and we're going to need to rezone it to allow a convenience store and fuel cells facility. What we're going to rezone it to is going to be likely some kind of commercial district, or like more than likely a commercial plan development. The development itself consists of about a 4,900 square foot convenience store here. 4,900 square foot convenience store, kind of located right there in the middle of the property. Hopefully this is translating on the right side.
Yeah.
Let me grab my notes here. About a 4,000 square foot fueling canopy for automobiles, and then we've got about a 2,000 square foot fueling canopy for diesel vehicles. And this is everything from trucks, motorhomes, lawn care equipment, dump trucks, snow plows, all that fun stuff.
Any electric?
Not yet. We've got about 51 automobile parking spaces at scale, and we're proposing two driveways to the site, one directly for the automobile use and one for the trucking use up here. And then we've also had, this one may tell a little bit of a better story, kind of see how this thing looks as you're coming off the roadways. We'll start off here, kind of just some aerials of what this thing looks like, computer generated. We'll go over here. So we'll put that right there.
So Speedway is part of 7-Eleven, because you're talking mm-hmm. so quick and it's
yes.
like,
yes.
Okay, are we talking two different companies, same company?
No, they were recently bought out as of May 2021.
Okay.
Oh. So 7-Eleven purchased them outright in entirety,
yeah.
And now Speedway is now a subset of 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they are one company now, but they're branding separately.
So the 7-Eleven brand means it's something a little different than Speedway. So they bought the company, but the branding is staying the same. So you're still going to see Speedways and you're still going to see 7-Eleven.
Just under one management.
Yep, under one management group. And you know, there's little intricacies about both of those types of brands.
And what you're finding is you see that architecture, the buildings and everything are becoming much nicer. And I think the 7-Eleven Speedway, you're going to start to see those buildings kind of look the same, but the branding will be either Speedway or 7-Eleven. So.
Okay.
Currently, we're working on a traffic impact study for the site in order to support the driveways and things of that nature, see if there's any other improvements that need to be done. The building itself, as you can see, it is a masonry building with four-sided architecture. We're using brick Nishiha panels, which are cement board style panels. And then we also use some accent materials, wood Nishiha, some metal, some corrugated metal to add some design to the building. We have three customer entrances on the building. We've got a main entrance which faces the automobile canopy, got a secondary entrance which faces the diesel canopy. And then there's a side entry which faces Frank Road. We have a matching dumpster enclosure for the building. So it will be constructed out of brick. It's down there by Mr. Mazur's hand. Will be constructed out of brick with metal panels. Signage for this, one other thing to add to this, we do have a dual restaurant concept in here. So we will have a taco company, Laredo Taco Company, and a Roost Chicken Company.
Good stuff.
Are you going to have city water and sewer access?
I'm going to get to that here in a minute.
Okay.
So
I have a few questions in regards to that.
Yep. So some other items that we have, we are proposing the following signage here. So we've got, let's see, what would be a good sign that we can probably, let's pull this one up. So we will have some local signage, one along Jackson, one along Frank, and then we will have one that you'll be able to see from the interstate. We've also got signage in and throughout the building, as you can see here, and that's still being worked out through Franklin County. Big boards, not used to all the big boardness. Some other items. So this property is located in the floodplain, and we will need to raise that. We will need to do some significant fill of that site in order to make it developable.
So when doing that, are you taking into consideration, because we get this all the time, and I know Jim knows this very well, when you do the floodplain and you raise that water ends up going somewhere else.
That's correct.
And then generally, a lot of times, we'll see flooding in areas that we didn't have before.
Right.
We end up having Mr. Stevens' crew come in, we have to pump water, we have to do this, and et cetera. So who are you guys going to work with this and get the okay for raising that?
Right now, we've got to get a special use permit from Franklin County in order to raise the site. We've also got to supply underground stormwater detention, and we also have to supply correct stormwater calculations that we're still working through.
Okay.
So some of this stuff is still being designed because, again, we've got to go through rezoning to begin with. And so some of this stuff needs to be designed. We're still working that out. We're going to raise the site about 13 feet. So at the largest, right by the front, we will have decorative retaining walls around the front and the sides. And we do have one other item to keep in mind is we have a number of easements throughout the site too that we got to play around and design around. We are staying on city water and sewer, so we are not proposing to upsize.
Okay.
That was a big kicker. We want to stay in the township. We don't want to go to the city of Columbus.
So if I may ask you, and I apologize to the board if I'm the only one asking questions.
Sure.
We have something that we're working on called a JED, which is a joint economic district.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And taking my question, John.
Yes. One of the biggest things is we would ask that if you would entertain the idea of 7-Eleven Speedway supporting the JED, which the money's come back into a JED fund, which helps support the community.
Sure. Well, let me put it this way. This is our first time hearing about this, so
yes.
I'm sure.
Yeah, right. That's why I'm not
I'm
asking.
I'm sure our group is going to have to look at it.
That's
and,
why I said consider.
Yes.
I wasn't going to ask you. I'm not going to put you on point or anything like that. The other comment that I want to make, I just heard you say you'd like to stay in the township. Every person in here that lives in the township, if you annex that out of the township into the city, what you eventually do is asking, you're taking money out of everyone's wallet because we have to pick up that tax burden.
Let me put it this way. We are trying to stay in the township.
Okay.
We have had our engineering firm has had significant correspondence with the fire department to make sure that we can maintain the right size piping, right?
Sure.
So there's already some taps out there. We want to make sure that we can maintain those in order to provide that
fire protection. The reason I ask you, city water and sewer, generally, if you take city water and sewer, you have to annex into the city because it goes hand in hand.
Unless you have a tap.
Okay.
You know, there's taps out
correct.
And we're not going to upsize them.
Right.
And once we start upsizing the taps,
that's
both
where
water and sewer,
exactly.
That's where the annexation automatically kicks in.
Sure.
So we're designing this to make sure that we can operate it off of the taps that are out there, number one. And number two, we don't have to upsize
And we welcome them. Businesses such as this. And as you would find that you're just not another business in a township like you would be another business in another municipality.
Exactly right.
We don't have as many businesses.
Sure.
The people of the township recognizes the businesses and they like to support the businesses that support the township. It works hand in hand.
We like the sound of that. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we don't want to, because the other thing too is we go into the city, we've got to pay different tax structures.
And we'd love to see if you could put on there a proud business of Franklin Township. So people know when they're coming in, they're in Franklin Township.
Let us see what we can do.
Sure.
You know?
That'd be awesome.
So we, you know, and it, again, we're working not to avoid that annexation. So right now we've got a path for it,
right,
both with the water and the sewer. As long as we're not upsizing or doing anything, we're utilizing what's already there, we can make this happen in the township. At least that's what our professionals are telling us. So a couple other things, you know, we recognize that the plan for future land use through the county calls for industrial. We feel this is a great support business for industrial uses. We're bringing back a parcel that's been vacant for some time.
Sure.
I believe it was a rendering plan at some point in time. And, you know, we're also doing some investment to clean that up.
Sure.
So, you know, that's what we're doing as well. And we do feel that this provides a great service, not only for the residents of the township, businesses, and also for the region, right? I mean, let's face it, there's no secret. There's a monster that's about to occur on the northeast side of this region, right? Absolute monster.
Yep.
These types of developments are going to be imperative,
yep,
because that's going to help drive not only traffic in and throughout the region, also going to help you guys, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's kind of what we're looking for. We've been through the SWAC. Ms. Spencer, we presented to Ms. Spencer last month. We paid attention to the plan. We tried to design it in accordance with the plan, using those higher quality materials. You know, looking at the four-sided architecture, we feel that the character of the development meets the character of the area. Feel it's a great support business. That being said, we're here to answer questions. Like I said, we wanted to get this in front of the trustees, let y'all know what's going on in your backyard, because let's face it, the process in the city of Columbus is, or the process in Franklin County is a little different. If you're not a, you know, home rule township, it's everything goes right through the county and through the trustees, and you guys may hear a little bit here and there.
Right.
Yeah. But we did want to come out.
That.
We did want to come out, show the effort, that we are, you know, willing to do this, and we would request your support for the project.
I think someone in the audience had a question.
Yeah.
If we can.
I do.
Yes.
I'm very familiar with that site, and you were right at my bailiwick. I spent over 4 years in construction.
Perfect.
May I see documents so that I can, because I know what was the problem at Inland Product. There is some serious, serious waste issues there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the toxicity level is likely to be really high.
That's what we're concerned about.
It's not going to be pretty.
I think we're doing a phase two on it now.
Okay.
And then we've had some folks out there drilling to see if we can find the correct stormwater pipes and outlet pipes and stuff that's out
Who's
there.
Who's the developer on it?
It's Compton Avenue.
Compton Avenue.
Okay. I think I know every developer and contractor between Cincinnati and Cleveland.
We're a small little outfit.
Okay.
But we develop for Chipotle, Starbucks. We're all
commercial development.
Single, all commercial development, only retail.
Yeah, I did commercial, residential, if I might, I'd like to see the documents so that I kind of know what's going on around.
We'll certainly, you know, submit all the public documents required.
Right.
So you can look at that. And then speaking of your environmental, we're definitely very aware of that. So
I know you are.
We're working through
not
all those issues.
Pretty.
Oh yeah.
No, we're figuring that out as we're getting into it.
Is.
And I think that's part of the reason why it sat vacant for so long, right? And
that would be an understatement.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else have a question? Yes, Bob.
Could I, I'm not sure if you were aware, but we lost the lives of two firemen in the active duty on that location, would I be able to speak to someone about just putting a memorial to them on a plaque somewhere?
That would be awesome.
And I would have no issue working with that.
We would have no issue with that.
It would be cool to throw a plaque since that's where.
Yeah, I would think that 7-Eleven Speedway would absolutely be part of that as well, so I don't think there'd be any issues with doing that.
And this is our chief, by the way. We didn't introduce.
Yeah, that's right. And I think you were working with our team on making sure that we can get adequate protection around there.
Yes.
And so he's been privy to all these conversations even before we've made any formal submittals to any place.
You know, and you know, two, obviously we like, as I said, try and support businesses in here. We buy fuel for all of our vehicles and
again, we like the sound of that. So, you know, that's the way that goes. But yeah.
With that being said,
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just make one more statement. I more than happily greet you guys to the area.
Thank you.
Reason being, for 25 years plus, I've been one of the people that's fought hard to have something done away with Inland Products. And it took that long.
I believe it.
So, the first happy day of my life probably was the day that Inland Products was demolished. And this is probably my second happiest day. Okay. So welcome, and I'd just like to say to all the residents and members here, welcome the guys. We got rid of a mess down there.
Well,
and I have a question. What do you need from us?
Yeah.
We need your support.
Well, you have that
so us, obviously, you know, we're going to have a little bit of a battle with planning and zoning because of the non-consistency of the land use plan. You know, Mark and I have some tricks up our sleeve and some fancy wording, but, you know, we will need SWAC support, which we've got that.
Yep.
And we will need y'all's support. If you guys could send an email,
I'll make a motion that we,
letter of support.
Yeah, Steve would, write a letter of support, and the Board of Trustees will sign it. Do I have a second on that motion?
Yes.
Who Mark, do you need to go to? County or?
County, Matt Brown over at the county.
Roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much.
And
we thank you, the fact that we understand the addition, it's not just an easy grab of land to put up in McDonald's. We understand the cleanup and everything else that needs to go in there, and we've had stuff in that area that a lot of people are on wells in that area, and the fact that this is being cleaned up, future generations, that's going to make a huge difference. That you are going to the point where you're going all the way down and building it back up before you make your first dollar. So we do thank you for that.
Yeah, it's been a challenge. I will say that. I mean, it's been.
I had just one other.
Okay.
Anticipated start date? Did have any idea yet? And
I would think we'd be wanting to get going probably next summer.
Next summer,
possibly opening in the end of the year, but most likely probably early 2024 opening.
And well, when you have
one of the things you'll find out working with Chief Arnold there, we have a absolute prize fire department here. So,
yeah, they've been phenomenal.
And he will continue to do so. Anything you can do to support our police department, please do.
Sure.
When you have your grand opening, I'm sure we would love to play a role with the fire department, police department, things that we can do, give out.
If we're going to do a plaque, I mean, I think it would be imperative that we do that. And as we get closer, maybe we reach out again.
We can have programs that they can, we have a smokehouse kids can go through, learn to stay down. We squirt hoses. The police have different things that they can do, give out little things. So we can team up together on your opening. That would be great.
Yeah, I think we can make that happen.
We'll
start working now and getting those wheels in motion. But we still have we got a little bit of a monster still left to tackle.
Yeah,
and I think once we get through that monster, we should be a little bit better.
Keep thinking of a couple other things. Just one other thing, then I'll shut up.
Okay.
talking about SWAC. I spent 12 years as chairperson. Well, collectively chairperson, but on SWAC. this is our young lady back here, that's Patty Spencer. Now, she is the chair of SWAC now. I don't know if you've met her or not, man. I know her well.
Patty's had to put up with us a few times, so we're good.
Sounds great. And I'll support her in any way I can, so.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we were at SWAC last month.
If you need some support on anything, just give me a call.
Will do. Just let us know what we can do to help. Will do.
Stay in contact with Mr. Mazur here, and he'll let us know anything you need.
That sounds great.
And he'll get you a letter of support.
Awesome. Gentlemen, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. Residents, we appreciate it as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great rest of your meeting.
Okay. We're going to try.
Hopefully we don't see anything like that. That was... Let's get a redo on this. So.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much.
It's a very touchy situation, and we're all involved. Moving on to old business.
Yeah, so I... So I have some minutes that were not approved from the last meeting that I'm going to bring back up again September 9th. And I do not have any others because I want to make sure the board's going to approve these before we move any further forward. I will get those done very quickly, though, as I always do. But before I work any further forward, I want to make sure that these old ones get passed first.
Yeah, I'd make a motion. I had a table last time. Make the motion to approve those.
I will second that motion.
Okay. Roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there any, you haven't sent anything else to us. I don't remember seeing anything.
I wanted to make sure that these get passed before I start sending anything else.
Okay.
Thank you. Chief Smith is excused, but we have our glorious lieutenant.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Yes, I was going to say handsome.
Yeah, we do.
Our handsome lieutenant.
Handsome.
I
just wanted to start off with, I'm sure everybody on the west side here misses the smell of the rendering plant.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I remember being a kid, and every time we went to Frank Road, that's what we called it. Man, your breath smells like Frank Road.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
You know.
I'm showing your age, sweetheart. I know. It's been a while. I got stats for everyone. And these stats come from the Franklin County Sheriff's Dispatching. We actually have quite a bit moved up on how we had almost 1,000 more runs last month than we usually have. We had 7 shootings, we had several stabbings. I mean, our runs are up here, okay? So, 2,527 runs last month for September, okay? On third shift, the county has been covering for us because we're low on our guys and with our running situation and things like that. We had a total of 49 runs on third shift, so it wasn't too bad on the third shift runs for the past 2 weeks. We had one more that was worked by the county. This is county doing the runs. One auto accident, non-injury, 9 domestic violence runs, 1 neighbor complaint, a drunk, theft in progress, 1 unknown nature call that they would be sent on was 11. They had a sex offense. They had an injury accident. They had 9 injury accidents. 10 call ins about traffic complaints. 4 investigate complaint runs. So, you know, our runs are going up.
That 2,500, was that for the whole month or for that 2 weeks?
That's for the whole entire month. We had a total of 49 on third shift for 2 weeks. That's a 2 week total right there, okay? So, I mean.
That adds up per hour.
Yeah, I hate to have to say that, but I get those stats directly from the dispatching center, and that's where we're standing.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know if you noticed that we've been, I know. The trustees have always been, completely behind our police levy and want to try to get this passed. We also have, on Tuesdays, Mr. Fletcher comes out, and we have been addressing the complaints that you have been bringing in so that we were getting to each one of the residents on the complaints that's coming in. And we also have been stopping at all the residents that we see out. And we're starting to get actually a little bit better feedback. I'm hoping that that's an indication of what our levy is going to come back to. I also would like, we've been working with the mosque out there, I have, and Kedwell and the chief. We have signed up almost 70 people for early voting. We've talked to them about also setting up and helping out with if anyone around needs a ride to the polling stations, they're going to supply something for that. They also said they'd do volunteers to walk around. We also have the FOP that's going to give us volunteers to walk around and try to get this year too. They're also going to give us a little bit of money into it. I just wanted to put that, some of the things that we're doing, plus we've got other things that we're doing.
We're trying, FOP, I'm working with them and the GOP, and trying to go organize a walk on the 22nd.
The 22nd?
Yeah. The door hang.
Okay. Any help we could get from anyone, if someone wants to volunteer to go out and, you know, spread the word,
I know
we want it.
Lieutenant, I know on my neighbors, a lot of them have asked for signs. Do we have any more signs?
Just got them today.
Okay, so there are some?
Yeah, we...
Can you drop a stack off, probably 6-8 at my house with the legs, and anyone wants them in the north?
Yeah, I can.
Just text me the address and I'll drop them off.
Okay, sure will.
Yeah.
Anybody that wants one, just get with me.
I'll tell you what, if you can have some ready by the end of this meeting.
I think I only got about 20 over there right now.
Okay.
Because there's somebody going out right now. Kidwell's out there right now with the signs.
Are you going to have more come in then? Because I'm sure you could go through 20 real quick in this room.
Right.
Yeah, there's supposedly more. This is all paid for by the PEC. This was not paid for by the police department or by the township. You know, there's a PEC program that has to pay for it. So I can get whatever you guys need in the signs.
Well, I mean, if I think there's people in here who would like to take some with them if it's possible.
We'll just go right on it and come over there.
So after the meeting, if anyone would like one, you can take them over to the police building and get some?
Yep.
Okay. Actually, it might be a good thing to let them see what the building's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys can come and see the place.
So I understand you. Did you say you will have more available?
I'm hoping. Okay. I don't want to promise you guys that. I know he's out passing signs out right now because people have asked.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they have.
He's going around.
Yeah, I'll put mine up in the yard, and I've already had people asking, have you got any
older? I was going to ask Lieutenant Ratliff if the old signs are still okay, because
yeah,
if so, I have about 20 at my house.
Yeah.
Just right off to collect.
As long as they don't have the issue number on it.
They don't. Okay. They don't. Not that I'm aware of.
Deputy Hamilton, you have anything for us? Thank you, Lieutenant. Thank you, Deputy. Moving on to the fire department. Chief Arnold.
Mr. Chairman, how are you?
We're here.
I have one motion, two resolutions, just HR stuff.
Okay.
If I could please have a motion to accept the resignation of firefighter Dane Getter. That was effective 9:30.
Do you need these copies?
I don't think so.
I'll make that motion.
Ralph? Oh, well, second. I'm sorry.
All right, roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
So he went on to the city of Columbus. And then, if you recall, we accepted resignation the last meeting I was at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have two replacement firefighters.
We're fortunate to have replacements because right now it's hard to get a firefighter.
It's very slim and hard to find applicants. But we found two. One started October 2nd. His name is John Brown. So if I could have a resolution to hire firefighter John Brown, that's step one, effective October 2nd.
You want to read the resolution? Yep.
Okay. Excuse me one second.
Sure.
Resolution 2022-158, a resolution approving the hiring of Jonathan Brown for the Franklin Township Fire Department.
So moved as the resolution's written.
Second.
Roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Want to sign yours and pass it now?
Mm-hmm.
Then my second resolution is to hire firefighter Tyler Rausch, effective October 17th. Also firefighter one.
So moved on the resolution.
I have that for you as well.
Okay.
Second. Yes, it's 2022-159, and it's a resolution approving the hiring of Tyler Rouse for the Franklin Township Fire Department.
And that's effective October 17th.
So moved on that resolution.
I'll second.
Roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Just one last item. If you noticed when you walked in, if you came in the front doors, there's this beautiful red bench.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That says Franklin Township Fire Department on it. The National Firehouse Magazine Fire Convention was downtown. Mm-hmm. A gentleman called me out of Alabama, said, I want to make a bench for you to display at the expo at no cost to the township or the fire department. So we'll get donated to you after the expo. So that was a free bench.
That is beautiful.
It was on display for the whole country to see. All the fire departments have rolled through that. So with your guys' permission, I'd like to put it there permanently.
That's great.
Make a motion.
I'll make a motion. You want to make it?
I'm going to make this a resolution so that way we have a book that we can find. I'd like to make a resolution known as this day of October 6, 2022. That the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Ohio, accept the bench that was given to Franklin Township Fire Department.
By Leisure Craft.
By Leisure Craft. If there's no further questions, I'd ask for a second on that.
I will second that.
All right, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Just the reason I said that is that way we know we have a resolution for that. Normally a resolution isn't for that, but if that's going to stay there for years to come, it's easy to go back and find.
Okay.
Right.
And that was 2022-160 for the record. I believe.
Anything else, Chief?
I can always correct it later.
Nothing else.
Thank you so much. Road Department. Mr. Stevens, I know your guys have been busy. I've seen them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just doesn't slow down very much. How's everybody doing this evening?
Great.
You see it this afternoon. It's not this evening.
Feels like it.
You're pushing the day along.
Yeah. The only thing I had on the agenda, we've got some trees that we need to get taken care of in the township. And I need to get a resolution to move forward on these. They've been piling up on us.
Thank you, sir.
You need one of you.
Yeah, I still have them.
These three trees we got with the arborist that we always used here within the township, and had them go and take a look at them. What I've got is it's got the quote, and then behind each one of the quotes is the actual pictures. The first one you want to come up to is the one that I do believe, Ryan, that's the one down on Eureka. We had an issue where after one of the last big windstorms, when was that, 3 weeks ago? As you can see how that tree is split into three, the one that's pushing towards the roadway, there was an actual limb that came down, and I'm not really sure how the school bus didn't hit it, but a trash truck comes through and it completely destroyed the top of this trash truck, and the tree is in our right-of-way sound. These are all our trees. The bad part about this tree is, if you look up to the top left-hand corner of that picture, there is multiple electric lines that runs through this tree. We aren't going to play with that at all. That's something that we're going to need to have professionally taken out. The two trees, the two sides, you get the one side that leans towards the roadway. The other two parts of the tree lean towards two different houses. And they will reach the houses if the tree does go down.
Every one of these are pretty good size. We wouldn't have attempted to want to take these down even if we had a bucket truck, would we?
As long as you got electric lines in it, we're not.
Well, I mean, not every one of these have electric lines, do they?
I think the majority of them all do. Yeah, they do. Even the big one on Gray Avenue, all the.
You can't see it in this picture.
Yeah, well, they're over here on the left hand side. The big long ones, they're huge limbs. And that old tree, when we got with the arborist, at first I said I wanted to take the whole tree down just because of the way it's leaning. That could be a nightmare in the middle of the night if it comes down. But what they're saying is we're just going to strip everything off the left-hand side to take all the weight off of it.
So with the electric lines being there, Mr. Stevens, would AEP themselves not want to take the tree?
They don't make a practice of doing that.
Okay. I just know, I've seen them where they've come through area. Yeah. I just didn't know.
They usually have aspirin come through and clean them all up. But no, they're not doing that. This is the big tree here. the last one that I think is down on limit. It's leaning, if it goes, it's going to reach a house too. Every one of these trees is all in our right of way. And when we got the quote, put the quotes together from the tree service that we've always used, total of $4,600 for all three trees and the stumps to get ground out, that's not bad.
No, usually it's $1,000 a tree.
Yeah. So I'm just asking for a resolution to move forward to let him, you know, before we start getting in the ice and snow, these are all going to have to be done real quick.
I'll make a resolution that we hire the Peterman Tree Service for the amount of $4,600, and it says $1, but I'm going to say $25.
$4,625?
Yep.
Okay.
Not to exceed.
Not to exceed for the removal of three trees.
$4,625. Okay, thank you.
I'd second that.
All right, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
You got a resolution number there?
Mr. Yeah, 2022-161.
And yes. Mr. Chairman and Jim, would you mind taking a look on Eastbrook Drive? And it's down in the area where it starts to make the curve.
Okay.
There's a couple of homes there, and I've had two or three people really complain about the condition. It appears to me, and I've looked at these, that most of the overgrowth and everything is on their private property, and they're having a hard
time. By the house.
Yeah, and they're having a hard time traffic seeing in and out and how to get around. Would you mind just asking them if they can trim some of that up or something? Just see if we could do that.
I have,
because that is really a hazard right now. Okay. I don't think we can. I don't think we can actually do the work, but maybe have a conversation with them.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
I have one thing for you. Would you introduce Mr. Philippi so everyone knows who he is and what his job title is and how he assists you?
Ryan Philippi has been with our department, I think going on 6 years now.
Yeah.
And huge asset to our department. We developed a position where he is the road leader in charge out on the road. Our department's just exploding. We've got a list that's about that long. Yeah. It just grows every day. So Ryan's really stepped up and taken into that position real well. It's helping me out. He's learning. I'm not going to let him off his chain yet.
I asked Mr. Stevens to bring him along to a meeting or two. That way he's used to it. In case Jim can't be here, we can pick on Ryan.
Oh, it's good to see you. It's good to see you. It's good to see you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan, for all you do. And Jim, thank you. Moving on to the fiscal department. Looks like we got some bills to pay.
Yeah, before I read this motion, there was a check in the stack today to be sent to our legal team, and it was much higher than normal. I would just like to know, for budgeting purposes, is this going to continue, or could the board explain why it was where it was?
We have a lot of legal things going on right now. I can't tell the future.
Okay.
I would hopefully that it won't stay the same.
Okay. So my question would be, at what percent are we at on the 10th month?
We're fine right now, but my issue is I'm putting the budget together for next year.
Right.
But I'm starting that process.
Right. But, sir, what I'm asking is, what percentage are we at of being used?
We're at like 50 to 60% right now, which I said we're fine right now,
okay.
But I'm just trying to get an answer.
He's looking forward to next year.
Yeah, that's what
I'm looking to next year, and I need to know if I need to, you know, plan on this being higher or, you know, lower,
right.
Or what are we expecting? Because the last several months were quite lower, and then all of a sudden it shot way
right
up.
I understand that, but my thought is, we're looking at it, we're in the 10th month, and if we're at 50 or 60%, and we've only got 3 months to go, we're going to...
I'm only asking.
I know, but I'm just saying, I'm thinking to the board, I'm thinking if we keep the same amount that we plan on for this year, for next year, we should be fine.
Yeah, we'll go into that when we do budget talks. But as of right now, to answer your question, We have some extremely high legal bills right now, and I hopefully those will be gone. And
I was just asking, as a fiscal officer, it's my obligation to ask. So,
yes, sir.
With that said, I have a motion for bills and payroll. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from September 23rd through October 6th, 2022, in the amount of $61,929.21. Payroll paid on September 30th, 2022, in the amount of $153,599.81. And payroll paid on October 3rd, 2022, in the amount of $8,970.74. For a combined total of $224,499.76 from check number 68288 to 68355 and electronic vouchers 1516-2022 through 1597-2022. There are exhibits attached if the board would like to look at them.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
So moved.
Okay, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Fiscal, do you have anything else for us?
Not at this time. There will be some upcoming budget meetings with department heads, and then when it comes time, the budget will be presented to the board for approval.
Was I able to answer your question? Did I give you a better understanding?
It'll work for now. Yeah, we'll go.
Didn't want to just leave you hanging there.
Sure.
Mr. Stevens, looks like you have a few items.
Oh, yes, Chairman, I do.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mazur.
Just being proper right now. Using proper
different Steve. Yeah.
Yeah, different Steve.
Or you can say Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a new one. I called you.
I saw Jeff. Like,
thanks for the compliment.
You got a promotion.
Yeah, I don't want a job.
I don't think he does most days. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman. First thing I have is a resolution 2022-157, a resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator. Whereas the Board of Trustees in resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And it's for the period of September 26, 2022 through October 5, 2022 in the amount of $40,547.80.
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution as it's written.
Second.
All right, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
The next thing I have, Nick, and I apologize for not getting one sooner. I'm going to need a resolution. This is for the no-knock policy.
Okay. That is going to be resolution 2022-162.
162?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. I know everybody's been waiting on this, and Julie and I have been working hard on this. The resolution, as Nick said, 2022-162, it's establishing a transient vendor regulation, rules, and procedures governing the unincorporated areas of Franklin Township, mm-hmm. Franklin County, Ohio. And I'll just read this for these first two short paragraphs. Whereas a Township Board of Trustees has the power to enact registration regulations for transient vendors by resolution under the authority of section 505.94 of the Ohio Revised Code. And whereas there are transient vendors within Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the Township.
So moved on.
I will pass you this copy.
Okay. So moved on how the resolution is written to apply the no-knock rule or policy.
And when does this go into effect?
It will go into effect.
Does it have 30 days or something?
Yes.
November 6th.
Wow, John, that's a great question. All the questions I had covered?
Well, I mean, at least if we pass it, we'll know when it's going to actually take effect. Generally, 30 days to 40, you know.
November 6th is a Sunday.
Yeah, so usually there's a certain period of time. Or maybe not. Maybe Julie will say, as soon as we sign it, it goes into effect.
No, it's 30 days. It's 30 days.
Yep. So it'd be November 7th.
So who approved the first motion? Or
I did.
Do we have a second on that, Jim?
Ralph. Okay. Roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Long time coming. Mm-hmm. We talked about this, I think, in June, July.
Oh, 3 years.
It's been August. Yeah. It's been 3 or 4 years. Probably. Yeah.
And this is one of the reasons why our attorney bill's high.
Leisure signature?
So, to answer one of your questions, what I do have to do, and there's a multitude of other variables involved with this, I do have to get a hold of municipal court to address the fine schedule that you'll find on that, in that resolution and in the transit vendor law. But we have the authority to fine vendors. I just need to register those fines with the municipal court.
How does this work? If we have someone walking down the street and they're trying to sell steaks out of their car, mm-hmm. or we've seen anything like that, does someone just call the police, say, hey, there's someone?
Yes, and then it's a misdemeanor. What most townships do, and this is how we have it written in our resolution, the first offense is $100, the second offense is $250, and then it allows you the trustees just to take the license.
Okay.
Okay.
Do the residents have to do anything special?
No, what the residents need to do, Chip, great question. We're not necessarily as a township going to sponsor a sign. It's the residents' intent. So if you put a no soliciting sign up, no trespassing, no peddlers, no salespeople, that's good enough under the within the law. Okay.
Yeah. Lieutenant had a question, Mr. Chairman.
I was just going to ask, like, we have our levies and things, we have people who are not working in official capacity, uh-huh. knocking on doors.
That's exempt from it.
Nonprofits are exempt. The only thing it says, the way we wrote the resolution, we encourage nonprofits to at least let us know, like come and see Nicole and let her know that on Saturday afternoon we're going to have a church group out in this neighborhood.
Boy Scouts.
And I believe political is not involved.
Exactly.
No. Yeah. Right, it's exempt.
Yep.
In all townships. It's not that we made that.
That's across the board.
And there are specific hours. Sundays and holidays, you cannot have people mm-hmm. out
knocking on your door.
And then hours during the week, which we have in the resolution, Mondays through Fridays, certain hours, and Saturdays through certain hours.
Now our next big hurdle, sorry to steal your time, our next big hurdle is the limited home rule.
Yeah.
And that's coming along.
Yes. Yes, in fact, and I'll keep this short. I know a couple of the trustees and I have talked about this, that even, and there's nothing definitive, even forming like a little board of residents that would come in maybe once a month before a trustee meeting, and we could discuss properties that we think maybe we should address. But that's in the infancy stage, and there'll be a lot of hurdles to overcome. But I think if we get the community involved, that's more eyes out there, and it would be a huge help. But yeah, and we're still working out the details as to what authority the township has. But I think from what I understand, it's basically the same. We have the same kind of abilities if we were home rule, not being home rule, just working through our legal department and with the county. So we're close to getting there.
Okay. Moving on, there's another one on your list here.
The last thing I have, there's a notation there from Officer Woody and moving his resignation date. He was taking a position with Worthington. Then there was a little issue with his paperwork, but they have that paperwork all ironed out. So we don't need to rescind his resignation to bring him back on staff here. He is going to Worthington. Did I get that kind of right?
Yeah.
Lieutenant? Okay. So I'm sorry, we don't need that on there anymore. I just found that out from the chief.
What was his resignation day?
Eighth.
This month?
October, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But there was, like I said, we were going to bring him back for another week just to keep an experienced officer on the street. And whatever issue we have with his paperwork with Worthington, it went through. So we don't need to rescind his resignation.
This might have been covered, but Woody was not one of them that received layoff notice, correct?
Right.
Yeah, he did.
How does that affect the layoff notices?
It wouldn't, because it goes back to the normal, he's resigned.
No. Do we bring someone back?
Are you talking about, I think that, yeah, the FOP, there was some question from the FOP about guys who received layoff notices ahead of time, the 90 days, any of the guys started looking for jobs, and then when they got jobs, if they would be called back, if they left before they actually got laid off. And so they're working on that wording right now.
Because mm-hmm. we have two.
Because some of the people that I know that are leaving don't want to leave. They're only doing it because they're being laid off and would like to stay. And that's.
Well, I'm just wondering if he was one of them.
No, he wasn't.
Okay, being laid off. And if so, can we take one of them off the list that's being laid off and put them back where they're not being laid off?
Well, that's. Byron said that he was going to wait until the last minute before we did that.
Okay. I just wanted to bring that out.
That Hannah Holly, too, she had taken the layoff notice. She resigned.
Right.
But David's right. I just had that discussion with the union people on Monday.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Then, Chairman, the last thing I have is just to mention if the board would be agreeable to help subsidize the mailings concerning the police levy. I don't know what kind of materials they want to mail out yet. Maybe David can help me, but I know there's a letter from the chief, and I don't know if there's a flyer. Yes, David.
Yeah. The only thing that I want to say on this is that there is a release from the Auditor of State's office saying that public funds cannot be used to influence levies or bonds, and I would encourage the board to read it prior to making a decision on sending out mailings. So
can
that's
you,
the only thing that I would ask, and I will
you
forward
do, it. Can you forward that to the board, please?
I would be
so
really glad to.
Nick is absolutely correct on this. So if we are encouraging people for a yes vote, then we cannot use that money. If we are information telling him that there's a levy out there and what it's going to pertain to, then it's legal.
Couldn't do it.
But we can't try to sway a person one way or another saying vote yes. If we say there is a levy, if it passes, this is what happens. If it fails, this is what happens. Then that's information going out to the public.
Well, simple, so shorted, it's you can't use the taxpayer's money to
solicit.
To solicit votes.
Right. If you are sending out the information so that the public understands that there is a levy and this is what it pertains, this is the levy 40, is it, what is it? Issue
51.
51.
Just
issue 51.
Just so the audience knows that it's that way for everything.
It cannot even be used to even influence a vote of any kind.
I think they're only asking for postage, and it's 1,600. Voters, so they wanted to send out an informational letter, not asking for a vote, but educating the public that we're going to have a problem.
So,
if it, you know,
Lieutenant, Mr. Chairman, what I would recommend, here we go legal again, but to keep us honest, is let legal look at it and say this letter is okay, so that it's not something that one word makes a difference between we're in trouble or not in trouble.
John, you and I aren't usually on the same page, but I was used to the words out of my mouth. We need to let legal look at it. I'm not against it, but we're going to table it for now. Let legal look at what. Can you get Steve what you need to send out?
So, Mr.
And then hang on, and then Steve can get it through legal, and I'll be more than happy to bring it back up.
But we got to do it fast.
Yeah.
So rather than just say table, I was going to say that if we just go through Steve and through the attorney, then we'll bring it back to the table instead of tabling it, because you don't want to table it, then no action can be taken.
That's true.
We don't have that much time.
So what I would like to do is make a motion that we allow Lieutenant to get the information or Byron from the police department to get the information to Steve so legal can look at it to see if it's something that the board of trustees then could fund to be able to send out to the public. If there's no further discussion, I'd ask
for... I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, so I'm asking for a motion. I finished a motion, if you caught it. Mm-hmm. So the motion, Mr. Horn, is that we're going to allow the police department to get a letter over to Steve of what they want to send out.
Oh, okay.
Then let Julie look at it.
Oh, okay.
If it is nothing that is going to get us in trouble,
right,
then they can come back to the board, and then at that time they could ask the board for 2 stamps or 100 stamps.
Okay, I got it. I just didn't understand what you're
talking about. So with that, if there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Okay, roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
I was trying to do math real quick on my phone, so maybe put the dollar amount in there, but
we don't know.
Only other thing I'll say is it may have to come out of general fund.
Sure.
That's fine.
Because of police's budget being tight if it is approved.
Okay.
So.
You don't have nothing.
Chairman, that's all I have.
Okay. Moving on down, I have nothing else to add other than to thank the people for allowing me to serve you. John, do you have anything?
The only thing that I have is I wanted to, and I spoke with Nick about this, the signing of the checks. At one time, we either had a motion or a resolution. Time goes by, who knows what happened. Generally, we had our signings on Thursday. So what I want to do is I've got a resolution here that I'll read off, is generally we want to be able to, Thursday we would come in up to 4 o'clock. If a trustee cannot make it and there are two signatures already, then it can go out. If there is, say, Wednesday, all three trustees have signed it, or Tuesday, we have a meeting and all three have signed it, they can go out at the end of the signing, whatever time that they would want it to go out. But generally, Thursdays would be the signing day that we would sign stuff. And if you can't make it and there's two signatures, after 4 o'clock, it can still go out in the mail or et cetera, so that everyone just has an idea of time frame and when things should go out.
Can we amend that to say 2 o'clock? That way it gives it time to get out in the mail that day.
Yeah. What time does the mail get picked?
We could run at 9 a.m., could run at 2 p.m. There is, yeah. I mean, some
so
stuff.
So then it would go first thing. Okay. Friday morning, then.
Only thing I want to say on this is ORC requires two only.
Correct.
Plus a fiscal officer,
that's,
and that is it. So
there, what I was going to point out.
In my opinion, I don't know that it's necessary to have all three.
Well,
so I guess I look at it as we're already operating under ORC.
We don't.
Why do we need to go
so,
above and beyond?
I'm going to explain that to you. So as an elected official of Franklin Township Board of Trustees, I'll give you a perfect example. I could not make a quick meeting. That document needed to be signed. What was it, a 10-minute meeting?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't make that meeting on a Tuesday. Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Whatever the last quick meeting was.
Tuesday.
Okay, so it was on a Tuesday.
Wednesday, I'm sorry.
Wednesday. So it was on a Wednesday. I could not make that meeting. I came in on Thursday, as we have been doing since the previous person who succeeded, Mary, they had a resolution or a motion saying Thursday was sign day. I came in, everything had already been out. I already had two signatures. As a trustee, in my signature, I have the right to be able to see exactly, and the right to okay checks to go out, the same as Ralph, the same as Jim.
I understand that, but
understanding
then why does...
that, let me finish. Understanding in my resolution that I'm going to read to the board does state that yes, there is a you need two, the same as it takes two votes to pass something, but that doesn't mean that this board cannot set up a time frame, and we may as well say a procedure that everyone knows. So if you already knew that everybody signed it, couldn't have I got an email or a courtesy call saying, John, everybody already signed it, you don't need to come in Thursday?
Well, then let me reverse that back to you. If I have a time-sensitive check and I call the board and nobody answers the phone, what am I to do?
It's in here.
Exactly.
You, long as you have two signatures.
Well, okay, what if I have none is my problem? If I have a time-sensitive piece of check that
so
has to go
out. So how does that have something to do with what I'm doing here?
That's I'm answered the same question you just asked
no,
me.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it
no,
does.
You're adding
I'm reversing
more to
it back to you.
You're adding more to it than it is. This is about signing checks. you're adding another scenario that this would make no difference whatsoever.
So if I have a time-sensitive check that has to go out and I cannot get a trustee's signature, what do I do?
You tell me.
You're the one making the resolution. No, you tell me.
You're trying to add something in and trying to build it. If you do not have a trustee that can sign anything, when has that ever happened?
I'm just saying it does happen, okay?
So
everybody here has more than one job.
This resolution would have nothing to do with it. I'm going to read the resolution. So what resolution would this be?
2022-163.
163?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We don't need that. We really don't need that.
So resolution 263.
163.
I'm sorry?
2022-163.
Checks to be signed will be a weekly occurrence. This will be every Thursday. Trustees have up to 4 o'clock to sign checks. If only two trustees have signed checks, checks shall not be mailed out until after 4 o'clock on said Thursday. Prior to Thursday's checks will not be mailed out with only two signatures. If all checks were signed by all trustees the week of the Thursday signing date, with no other checks needed to be signed in said week, checks may go out at completion of signature. If one trustee is not available to sign a necessary document / checks prior to the Thursday signing day, as said trustee is made aware of necessary check / document to be signed prior to the Thursday's meeting, trustee may give his consent, meaning that I can't make it, but yet you have two trustees, with document / checks to go out with only two signatures required by the Board of Trustees under the ORC. Resolutions will be active till the Board of Trustees deem otherwise. And if there's no other discussion on it, I would ask that we have a procedure and ask for a second.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a brief statement here? It's not required, John. What I think, I'd like to have maybe Steve double check this. The Ohio Township Association, you know, they set up most of the rules, and
we're following the rules, sir. It takes two signatures. But the question is that all trustees have the time frame to come in. We're not changing any rules.
Okay.
We're just making a procedure for the board.
Okay. Hang on. I think what John's asking is just so everyone has an opportunity to look over what's going out. Nothing goes sent out before Thursday at 4.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
Did I sum that up?
You did.
Well, I don't have any problem with that. I just don't think it's necessary. I think Nick is right on this. He's obviously checked the OTR or OTA Association thing and everything, and I don't see as it's a problem. If John, you, or anyone has a question regarding a check, the only thing we've got to do is ask. Don't look funny. If you've got a question about a bill invoice,
it's not a question about an invoice, sir. It's the right to be able to sign it. If you come in to sign checks and you don't even get a chance to sign it because they've already been sent out.
I can't see kind of throwing mud in the water when you don't need to, really. I mean, we've got a system set up that.
But it's not, we don't have a system. This sets the system up.
I mean, the whole state falls.
I'd
like to table it and
there's a motion on the floor. If there's no further questions,
my opinion is I'd like to table it and let Steve just check. What's that going to take? One more meeting?
What's he checking?
Just to see if it's necessary to do that. Now, the bank accepts two signatures. The OTA only calls for two signatures. If one of us is in California,
then it takes two signatures.
Right.
But if all three of us are in town, all three of us should have the opportunity.
John, with the resolution, is just asking that the bills not be paid until Thursday. That gives, and John's right, and no one's wrong in this. It's not right and wrong.
Yeah.
We just, as elected officials and trustees, we have
things we don't need to complicate.
Have the chance to do it.
I guess I'm not going to be able to talk, so I'll second your resolution.
Thank you, sir.
Only last comment I have is that every other township in the state of Ohio does not do this, so I don't understand why we need to, but roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
No.
John?
Yes.
Thanks.
Ralph, you have anything for us?
No, sir. I want out of here.
Okay. Well, so do I. With that being said, I don't know if anyone signed up, but I do apologize to you if you did sign up to speak today. We are not going to take questions. We have had a long morning, and I believe, you know, it's just best for the board to adjourn at this time. But with that being said, it has been an honor and still is to serve you all. Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you, Jesus.